the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're such an idiot.
I am ready to rumble.
I mean this seriously. Wow.
Fine.
Man, that really chaps my hide.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We're here with Sam, Melissa, and Sean on Happy Hour Friday.
Mixed match.
And I think we all are. How are you feeling, Buzz?
I'm fine. Is it time to bring out George Goebel?
Dean is here. Rob and I were talking last night, and this is how bad television was last night.
Yeah.
I was watching, as a regular program, an infomercial for...
It was two nights ago.
I was watching it.
It was last night, and it was during Scrubs.
Oh, Scrubs sucks.
Yeah.
I hate Scrubs.
I like it.
I was watching the Dean Martin infomercial,
yes.
Where Regis comes out.
Right. Fine.
And you know, Regis is fine.
Fine.
He truly is fine.
Fine.
But the fact is, Regis comes out, and you're watching Dean Martin, and I like Dean Martin. Sure. I want to see his little show, and it's historic, and you see all the old celebrities. Mm-hmm. And every time Regis comes on, it's just like, it sucks the energy out of the room. Mm-hmm. You know, you're watching Dean up there going, I gotta go to the couch, gonna have a great time now. And then 5 seconds later, Regis comes on and says, well, okay, Dean was a wonderful performer. And then at the end, Regis Suckfest decides that he's gonna sing along with Dean, and I wanna blow the television apart with a shotgun.
What do they do, like a split screen?
They have a split screen, and you know, it's just like, Swanee, I love you, how I love you. And he's singing with Dean, and it's his little fantasy, and I really don't mind Regis. We've gotten a lot of moments from Regis.
Sure.
This infomercial makes me want to kill Regis. Very, very frustrating.
Well, next to Kelly Ripa, Regis seems like a major talent.
And have you seen her
next
recently?
To Dean Martin.
Have you seen Skeletor? I mean, lately with her praying mantis arms that she has? Very, very disturbing.
Very, very apparent. Is it a Whirlpool ad that she's doing?
Yeah, and those ads just piss me off,
me
too.
Like, she knows how to turn on an oven?
Yeah, and she's the perfect homemaker, and then they're looking under the bed for ghosts. Oh, the perfect mom,
they're
you know?
Looking under Get the bed that. For a distributor for Mark's movie.
Yeah. Mark is in Vancouver filming another USA movie. For the USA Network. Mark's back. He's up there like banging Canadian strippers.
No distributor under here, Mark.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, you might know me. I'm Mark Consuelos.
Oh, Mr. Ripa.
You're so big. All right. We got to get back to the game we were playing. What the hell was that game, Rob?
It was called Looking for a Distributor.
Weekend from Hell.
I'm beginning to perspire a little bit. We've got Sam, Melissa, and Sean. Sam, real quick, what is this that you poured for us? You don't have to describe everything in it. Just give us what the drink is.
Called a Dark and Stormy.
A Dark and Stormy. Mm-hmm.
Ginger beer and rum.
Daddy likey.
And a little lime.
Very, very tasty.
Big,
Daddy
big important thing is to always use ginger beer, not ginger ale, because it's a lot sharper and sweeter. It really adds to
the
drink.
Can taste the ginger. Yeah.
You didn't put anything like a date rape drug in here, did you?
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Just a touch of beanbag.
Okay, we have our finalists, Sherman from Virginia and John from Silver Spring.
That's
and
right.
Let's see if we can do better than those guys, and then we'll vote on the
Weekend
from Hell, and someone will win $100 American. Rich from Centerville, Virginia. Rich, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
How we doing today, gentlemen?
We're doing just Jim Dandy. I'm having a dark and stormy.
All right.
I bet. I wish I could come by and have one.
I wish you could, too, but right now we'd like you to tell us about your Weekend from Hell.
Have one with ye.
Where's it going to start? Let's see. I got a pressure wash, the molding off the side of the house. I have to paint the front porch because the homeowner association gave me hell because I replaced all the spindles and they haven't been painted yet. They're still regular.
Sounds like you got a honey-do list.
Uh-huh. I got to weed and till the flower beds.
Weed and till?
Honey-do.
You hear that?
You got a honey-do. You might be at a disadvantage, Rich, that you're calling in the second segment of Weekend
from
Hell.
I'm taking notes.
Very good.
My honey-do list looks like wallpaper. There ain't no post-it notes here, bud.
Okay. Thanks a lot. All right. Bye, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Let's go to...
Rich with goodness.
Frank from Spokane. I have not had... I've had sips of things. Why do I feel a little goofy
you're
right now?
Lightweight.
You've had a little more than sips.
Hey, Frank from Spokane, what can we do for you?
Hi, gentlemen. Hello. Hey, listen, tomorrow we have this big subdivision 200-house yard sale, and my neighborhood will be invaded by Russians from 6 in the morning till 6 at night.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold. Stop. Frank.
Yes.
You're having a yard sale, and you mentioned Russians.
The Russians are coming.
Right. They all come shopping at this gigantic subdivision-wide 200-house yard sale.
Well, don't sell any secrets.
Now, listen, and Buzz, you need not come. There will not be weed for sale.
Okay, so Russians. Why Russians? Why are there Russians out there?
I don't know, but they like to
let's say, well, to use a term that Rob may like, they like to talk you down a little on price.
So they like to negotiate, but no, but
Frank,
hold on a second. Yeah. I'm trying to make the connection. Yard sale, Russians. Do you live in a heavily Russian populated area? Is that what it is?
Yes, we seem to have had quite an influx of the people from the Ukraine over the past 10, 15 years in the Spokane area.
And they like the yard sales?
They love the yard sales.
Okay,
they love to throw their cigarette butts in your yard and trample everything.
Okay, yard sale, Russians. I have to tell you that
it's catching up to you.
We are beginning to loosen up.
Sunday gets better. Uh-huh. Sunday, I'm teaching Sunday school to 30 disabled adults who you folks would call the retards. And, it's a heck of a weekend already, and I haven't even umpired a baseball game yet either.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Frank, do you have a lot of friends?
Yes, I do. I do.
Huh. Speaks well of Spokane.
Hey, Frank,
it?
You know, I think you might be a finalist, but you're a bigot and you hate the disabled. So there we go. Welcome to the new show.
I think you might call them retards.
All right, very good. Let's go to Tim in Culpeper. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great. What is your weekend from hell?
Well, first, I'd like to say I feel a little guilty by calling this a weekend from hell.
That's a bad start, Tim. Very bad start.
Yeah. We'll be the judge of that.
All right. Every year, I take the same weekend off, the end of April, to go fishing on the James River with friends.
That sounds like a great weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. But my daughter, 5-year-old daughter, has to end up having to have her adenoids, tonsils, and a tube put in her ear. Done yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
So I have to cancel my weekend. Because if I go to the James River, I might as well just stay there. And,
never come back.
You're the selfish
right, exactly.
Dad.
Poor
you're
you.
Johnny Selfish. It's all about you.
Poor Tim.
You will get no sympathy from our listeners, Tim.
Believe me, I got that same
yes.
Talk from the wife.
Go be a father, Tim. No one will be supporting you, okay?
But I'm supposed to be off that all next week, too, to do fishing around
then
the
that's,
area.
Then that's not the weekend from hell. That
he
doesn't
should have
count.
A tube put in his ear.
All right, got time for a few more on Weekend from Hell. Let's go to Chris in Rochester. Hi, Chris. How are
Where?
You? Rochester.
Hi. I just threw up about 2 hours ago. I got to do tonight.
That's a good start.
I just got back from the groceries because I got to buy a bunch of goodies for all my family that's coming into town.
All right.
I'm going to dinner tonight with my mom, my stepmom, and my future mother-in-law for a pre-wedding shower dinner.
That's good. I like that. The fake family gathering. I like that.
I actually was, my fiance volunteered for me to pay for it.
That's good. You're rolling so far.
I left work a little early, and I bought stamps for our wedding invitations.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought $140 worth of stamps, put them on the envelope. The lady measured them, said they're too small for the return. So I just blew $140 on stamps there.
Oh.
And that's
right.
Just today.
What's tomorrow?
So tomorrow, I have to work, but I just was told tonight that I have to show up at the wedding shower and come up with flowers and pay attention and help load the gift.
I like this so far.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's the NFL draft. I'm a Browns fan.
Okay, and you're into the draft? All right.
Well, you know, that typically should win right there because the Browns did terrible on the draft.
Right. Okay, but you can't go to it because you're going to be getting flowers for a wedding shower.
Exactly. And
all
then
right.
Tomorrow, I'm a Creaster. I go to church on Christmas and Easter, but no, we have to go check out what the church looks like for the wedding, so I have to go to Mass.
On Sunday, you mean?
Yep.
Okay.
And I have to do a grill cookout.
So you have
the family.
You have to cook for the whole family. I'm giving that to him. He's a finalist.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I got married, there is just so much stuff.
Pretty well told. I like that.
It's
pretty
shoulders.
Strong.
Not the greatest, but two, you know, too many things in a row that worked for me right there. Let's see what happens. We got time for two more. Let's go to Annie. Annie in Sterling, Virginia. Annie, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Annie, tell us about your weekend from hell.
Hi, this is Annie. I have to go to the grocery store at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday and spend most of the day in gift stores doing a sale and an inventory audit, which is just nasty because that means I have to
All right, you have to work. Some people have to work on Saturday. What else about your weekend from home?
Well, I have to scan 7,500 products in a row.
Okay, very good. What else?
So I have to do housework, and I have to shadow my
stepson. Thank you very much, Annie. Appreciate it. Thank you. Annie, it just wasn't thick enough.
No.
You didn't have the shopping list, but I know she hung up.
Thank you, Miss Wilkes.
Annie Wilkes. Hello. I love it when your pain comes. Yes, I am officially getting a buzz now. Let's go to Jay in D.C. Jay, you're the last word. Otherwise, we're going to go to our three finalists. Jay from D.C., tell us about your weekend from hell.
Well, it starts about an hour when I go pick up my brother, go listen to him mope about his ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Tomorrow, I'm helping my sister move out of her house because she just got divorced from my former best friend in high school.
Moving is good. I like moving. Moving is a pain good. In the ass.
So, but here's what's fun. It's on the Eastern Shore, which is enough of a hike, to further in on the Eastern Shore, where I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear banjo music. After that, I'm turning around, driving, had to work tomorrow night, which means I'm in a data center, so I'm pretty much in a closet listening to server fans until about 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I get an hour's worth of sleep, and then I have to finish my paper for school.
Sorry about that. Sunday had to work, too, and Sunday just was... I mean, it sounds like a weekend from hell, but just not thick enough, Jay. Yeah.
Started strong. Well.
Thanks for the call, though.
You're welcome. Like he said you're welcome.
Buzz, you know... Uh-huh. I'm just not satisfied.
I know. You're a hard man to satisfy, Mike.
Rob, can we just take a few more?
We can do one more break of it if you want.
I don't want to do another break of it. I just want to take a few more calls.
All right,
now.
I mean, I've run out of scratch.
All right, cue the music again. We're going to take a few, because a lot of people are calling in now for this, okay?
We've run out of scratch.
All right, we've got our three finalists. Buzz, our finalists would be Chris from Rochester,
right.
Sherman from Virginia,
and John from Silver Spring.
Before you take a call, perhaps a drink?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do. I just finished my
my
big and stormy.
Well, how are you doing?
Dark and stormy. It was a dark and stormy night.
Whatever.
A shot rang out. A maid screamed.
Whatever. Ooh, look at this. This is like it's got pepper in it. This has got... I'm sorry. Excuse me, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
I want to thank Sam, Melissa, and Sean, our mixologists, who have come down here today and provided
us.
Let's take a sip of this. What are we enjoying now, Melissa?
You are enjoying one of my favorites. It's a watermelon mojito.
Oh. Interesting.
Light, refreshing. My girlfriend Carla would love this.
Yeah, Carrie would kill for this.
A little cilantro in this, maybe?
Mint.
Mint, ah.
Did you say you were married, Melissa?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're not married.
Oh.
What a lovely bouquet. This is
He's on my list. We have that celebrity list.
Can I tell you?
Really? Did you hear that?
What?
You're on her celebrity list of celebrities she'd like to enjoy.
You know. Oh, really? Thank you very much. And now that you've seen me, nothing has changed?
Well,
you must
drinking.
Be drunk. Oh, this is really good. You know, let me tell you something, Melissa, that I find that everything that you guys have made today has this aromatic quality.
Mm-hmm. These are finely made drinks.
Mm. Like to appeal to all the senses.
Mm-hmm. A watermelon mojito. Hi, Beth Ann. We're having a happy hour Friday. Have you told everyone in the building that they're more than welcome to join in?
It sounds like you're having a happy
hour. I'm not faking it either. I just feel a little kind of a light of head.
Do you think it's because, I was telling Melissa, do you think it's because it's good liquor?
Yeah, I think it's just quality stuff.
I think I did go top shelf.
Yeah, they're pouring quality stuff
and
here.
And well-made drinks. That's what it is.
Have you been telling everyone that's still in the building that they can have a little toddy here?
Yes, I've done.
Because, you know, everyone stays extra late on a Friday.
On Fridays.
Mm. Oh, no one here drinks.
Rob.
Mike.
They actually are today.
Yes, Bill O'Reilly.
I have a cot. Nine-year-old animals.
No. You went from Bill O'Reilly to Bob Barker to Ed McMahon.
No. This is wonderful. We're playing Weekend from Hell, if you just tuned in to the show today, and we're enjoying a watermelon mojito.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's watermelon.
Wonderful. All right. Excuse me. Let me just have a little bit of a...
What, do you need to hit the cough button?
I'm terribly sorry. No, no need.
No.
I think really everybody's doing it nowadays. It's the vogue.
Is it? What are you
it's
doing?
It's the vogue in radio that everybody's belching and making all sorts of sounds
Strike
on the
and
air.
Strike a pose, Mike.
You know, and why should we be any different?
Does that make it right?
Okay, we're going to go back to Weekend from Hell right now. Let's talk to Andrew in Sacramento. Why do I think we talked to Andrew in Sacramento?
We did not.
Because out there they're all called Andrew.
I have the paperwork.
Andrew from Sacramento, tell us about your Weekend from Hell and do it quickly. We want Weekend from Hell stories in 20 seconds or less.
Chop, chop.
Basically, my weekend from hell. Happy drinks to you all.
Thank you.
Cheers.
That's 10 seconds.
What I've done is basically had a prenatal baby, and I have actually not slept.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry. No, it was just taking too long.
He's a medical miracle.
Let's go to Mike in Rochester.
Okay, well,
Joe is making me laugh when Joe puts the names of the locations up.
Then you are drunk.
Joe from Rochester.
What?
What an ass. What a lovable ass. All right, Mike, tell us about your weekend from hell.
Okay, it starts tonight with hours upon hours of sitting with my wife tagging garments for a garage sale.
Yeah, ooh, another garage sale. That's good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I get to put in ear treatments for my dog's ears, bleeding pus, goo, and garbage.
That's awesome. That's an awesome weekend activity. That's good weekend from hell. What else?
And then it caps off Sunday with my buddy's 36th birthday party at, of all places, Chuck E. Cheese for the sake of, quote-unquote, the kids.
Oh, oh! And it's his birthday?
Absolutely.
So it's not even a kid's birthday?
That sucks.
Not even a kid's birthday.
Mike, you are a finalist. I like that. That was nice and simple. Stay on the line. Mm-hmm. I like that. Not awesome. I'm still waiting for, like, you know, chain gang stuff. That's what I really love.
Chain
to do.
Gang?
You know, I mean, community service. Those are the people you see on the side
picking
of the road on the weekend. Let's go to Matt in Sacramento. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys.
Tell us about your weekend from hell,
okay,
Matt.
Okay, well, tomorrow starts with giving my 77-year-old grandma her medication and bathing her and giving her her breakfast.
Is she not well?
Dementia and amnesia.
What's the celebrity she most resembles?
I'd say very overweight Marilyn Monroe. She used to be a hottie. Wow. Used to be a hottie.
God bless her. Okay, what else?
And then tomorrow afternoon, I have to sand down and relacquer my best friend's cross. He died about 4 years ago, and it's time to do that and put it back in the ground.
His cross?
His cross. What, like at a grave site?
I made a cross for him to put at his grave site, and I went and got it last night. And got to sand that down and get it all looking spiffy.
Sure.
This is so depressing.
The happy day is May 5th. Isn't that great?
Might think about a water sealant.
Okay, well, anything else?
And then Sunday, April 27th, happens to be my 21st birthday. But 5 months ago, I started Prozac, and I've been sober for 5 months now. So I'm not going to be drinking. Instead, I get to hang out with my family, who's going to ask me why I haven't got back into college.
I think the weekend from hell might be for your family, not for you.
I agree. Hey, sorry about that. Nice call, Matt. And, Matt, I hope life gets better for you.
Not me.
Oh, don't we all.
Thank you so much for calling.
Good luck,
we appreciate
Matt.
That. Was Chris from Rochester a finalist? Because I don't want to take him
yes,
again.
Yes, he was.
He was. Okay, please put finalist next to him. I've been drinking. Let's go to Mary in Haymarket. Mary, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us about your weekend from hell, please.
Hello, Mary.
Well, tomorrow I'm attending a funeral for three friends that were killed in a house fire.
No, too depressing. Jesus. Uh-huh. Yeah, we should have stipulated that, really, when it's super depressing.
Yeah.
But you know
the
what?
Weekend from hell, really. But, you know, good timing,
we
Sam.
We want fun weekends from hell.
But Sam, what did you bring?
Shooter time.
Sugar time, what is this?
What kind of shooter is this?
This is called a sweet-ass farmer's daughter.
Okay, what's in it?
Well.
It's honey liqueur and a little amaretto.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
Honey. Honey.
That's delicious.
Jesus.
Is Mary still on the line?
Oh, my God. Hey, Mary. No, I think I hung up on Mary. That was too depressing,
Rob. If she's still listening, I was going to suggest she builds a cross.
Okay, I'm going to take two more, and then that's it. Then we have to decide on our three. And we still only have – we have four finalists now. We have Mike.
Yes.
We have Chris. We have Sherman, and we have John. But let's go to – I got to do this before I can't read anymore. Let's talk to Rick. In Genoa, Nevada, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, Rick, tell us about your weekend from hell. Quick.
Well, right now, my wife heard something in the wall last night, so I opened the wall up of our house, and there's a big rat's nest, so I'm up. I'm wearing a respirator, and I'm up to my elbows in rat poo.
That's good.
Hasn't been able to flush for the last couple of days.
What hasn't been able to flush? Your toilet?
The toilets. They've been going real slow.
I like that.
And seeing a puddle outside of the house, so I'm going to have to break up concrete tomorrow and put in new septic lines.
That's
and I'll
good.
Be digging. I'll be digging in not good things.
Oh, good for you. What about Sunday?
Sunday, I hopefully I'll be done and then I'll go to church.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are a finalist.
That's pretty good.
You know what? I like that. That was strong.
That was good.
That's it, Rob. We've got our finalists
five
right now.
Five of them.
All right, Buzz. It's time for all of us to vote. Who's going to win the $100 on Weekend from Hell? We didn't get the unbelievable Weekend from Hell.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time we do it, we can do
that. Pretty good.
Let's review our finalists, Buzz.
And here they are. Mike from Rochester will spend hours of tagging garage sale items. He has to treat his dog's pussy ears. And his friend's birthday party will be at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
Sherman in Virginia has to go to some kind of alcohol class again that he's already been to. That's Saturday morning. He has to take his aunt to the airport. He has to go to a ballet, which is his real strong card. and he has to clean house and do yard work. Chris from Rochester threw up knowing that his family was coming in. He has to have dinner with his mom, stepmom, and future mom-in-law. He has to pay for it. And he bought $140 worth of the wrong stamps for their wedding invitations. He also has to work tomorrow and miss the NFL draft to pick up flowers for a wedding shower. Then he has to go to Mass and have a family cookout.
That's pretty strong that right is. There.
John from Silver Spring has to spend $3,000 on a tree, $1,000 to get rid of bats, laundry and yard work, a piano recital, his strong card, on Sunday. It's 4 hours long, and then he has to go to a reception after the recital. And our fifth and final finalist, Rick in Nevada, has rats in his wall and a busted toilet, and this weekend he has to break up concrete to install a new septic system, and then, of course, he'll go to church.
I think we lost Rick in Nevada. I think he dropped off the line. I might have hung up on
him. That's unfortunate.
By accident. What do you think? I like Chris. Is Chris the guy that has to spend that already spent $140 on stamps?
That's the guy.
Missing the NFL draft?
The wedding guy?
Yes.
Wedding guy.
Yeah, I think a wedding, and you know, this isn't his last weekend from hell either.
All right, I think it's got to be, and that's Chris, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Chris from Rochester?
That's right.
Let's get him back on the line. Chris from Rochester?
Yep.
Congratulations. We do believe that with everything you have to do this weekend, paying for dinner, paying for the stamps, buying flowers, going to church when you don't go to church, the whole thing of entertaining the entire family, we believe that you have the weekend from hell.
Here's I appreciate that. I can use the Michael Mara stimulus package to buy more stamps.
Very good, yes. That will defray the cost. You'll still have to spring for the $40, but Chris, you get 100 American dollars from the show, okay?
Yeah. All right, I appreciate it, guys.
And anything you'd like to say to the family? Your soon to be in-laws.
Well, luckily, they're all from out of state, so hopefully they're not listening. The 1280. My fiance's buzzed in 5 times because she's wanting to know what I'm doing outside her apartment right now because we needed to leave like 5 minutes ago. I got
Chris, get on a Greyhound bus and just don't stop.
Yeah, go, baby, go.
All right, thanks a lot for calling, all right?
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Chris. That's Chris, our big winner, and that is Weekend from Hell.
Sure is.
I enjoyed that, and speaking of drinks from hell, we are drinking lots of different concoctions.
Yes.
No Cheers. Good can come of that.
And, you know, they're still busy at work out there.
Yeah, we've got Sam, Melissa, and Sean, our mixologist. And because of that, I believe that Buzz will have an exclusive phone interview. You and Buzz, Rob, will have an exclusive phone interview.
With whom?
With Amy Winehouse.
Well, that couldn't be more appropriate.
What a good get.
Yeah, it's a terrific get. Not many people have had her on the show there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
That's coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.